The Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Aleph discusses the shear of a shofar, and the Gemara says, "Kama shear tkiya pirush b'shem gamliel kedei shechzena biyada b'yirai lekan ulekan." The shear is you should hold the shofar in your hand, and a little bit of the shofar should stick out on each side of your hand. That is the shear of a shofar. And what is that shear? The Rishon Midanav here b'shem the Gemara Nida in Daf Chavav. That is a shear of a tefach. A tefach equals that amount of yechzena biyada b'yirai lekan ulekan, and that's how it's pasuk on halacha that it has to be a shear of a tefach. Now the Torah, when he brings this down, the Torah says that the shear of a tefach, this is in Tafkuf Pei Vav, is a tefach oitzev, is the smaller type of tefach. There's always a shayin in Gemara. Whenever you have a tefach, there are two types of tefachim. There's a tefach seichek, a tefach oitzev. There's a larger tefach and a smaller tefach. Seichek is a larger one. It's a lashon of a smiling face when the mouth expands and it's bigger. Oitzev is the smaller tefach when the face is sad, when it's a frown, then it's smaller. So that's a shayin legemara, is that every tefach, is it a seichek or aitzev? And the Torah is paskening that this tefach is a tefach aitzev, it's the smaller type of a tefach. Now the kasha is, fraktim in cheschinach, in shin chaf hei, that the gemara in Erev and Daf Gilma says a klal, that whenever you have a suffix, what tefach it is, you always have to go luchumr. If it's a chumr to be a larger tefach, then you need a lot, and then we say it's seichek. If it's a chumr to be the smaller tefach, then we say it's a tefach aitzev. So here, if we have a suffix, what type of tefach is it? Aitzev or seichek, we should go luchumr and say that you need the tefach seichek, you should need the larger type of tefach. So how could the Torah paskin that you can have the smaller tefach luchar, you have to go luchumra and require the larger tefach? That's the kasha in cheschinach. The emek bracha in the page giant test, when he talks about shayfer, he says a beautiful teretz to answer this kasha. In cheschinach, he says that this shear of yochzena biyada biyara lekan lekan that equals a tefach, this is not a shear of a tefach. It's not like the rest of the Torah when we have things that are measured with tefachim, one tefach, three tefachim. This has nothing to do with the shear tefach. This is a new shear. The new shear is you have to be able, the shofar has to be big enough that you hold it in your hand and it sticks out on each side of your hand. That is the shear of the shofar, nothing to do with the shear of tefach. It happens to be that that amount, when you hold it in your hand and it sticks out, lekan lekan, happens to equal a tefach aitzev. That is what that shear equals. And that's why the Torah paskens, it's a tefach aitzev. It's not because it's really a shear tefach and he's decided to go lekula and say that you need the smaller tefach. No, there's nothing to do with the shear tefach. It's a new shear of yechzena biyada, but that shear happens to equal a tefach aitzev, and therefore the Torah paskens that over here it's going to be a tefach aitzev because it's really not a shear tefach at all. And he brings a nice line from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar and Perek Hey, he doesn't mention the shear tefach of a shofar. He just says the shear is kedesh yechzena biyada biyara lekan lekan. Why does Rambam do that? Because the Rambam is being madgish. This is not a shear tefach. It's a shear yechzena biyada. It happens to equal tefach, but that's not the yisod of the halacha. And therefore the Rambam says the way it is that the shear is kedesh yira lekan lekan. So lefi that would be a teretz of the Torah, why he could say it's a tefach aitzev. I just think there's a shtigl ha'ara on the emek bracha from the Gemara Nida is not so mashma like that, because the Gemara Nida says over there in Daf Chavav, it says Tani Rabbi Yishai Zeir de Mincha Raya, Rabbi Yishai said that chamisha shiur and tefach. There are five things in the Torah that their shiur is a tefach, ve'elu hein, sholya, shofar, shadra, daif, and sukkah, ve'ezev. So five things that the shiur is a tefach. Now all the other four things over there besides the shofar are clearly a shiur of a tefach. So to say that the pasha says that this whole group is the same lamdas, they're all a shir tefach. Lefi the emek bracha comes out that four of them are shir tefach, but shofar, which is mentioned there, is not a shir tefach. It's a whole different shir, which happens to equal a tefach, but it's not a din tefach. So it's a little bit shver. The Ravisha would put it together with the other four tefachim. L'chari, you have to say lefi the emek bracha that being that at the end of the day ends up being a tefach, so he grouped it all together with the other ones, even though in the lamdas it's a whole different din. Those other four are a din tefach, a shir tefach. This is a din of yechzena biyada v'yara lekan lekan, which has nothing to do with the tefach, it just happens to equal the shir of a tefach.